Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, one of the issues that the National Cattlemen's Beef Association has been working on here lately has been news that the Defense Department is actually considering feeding our hardworking men and women in uniform fake meat. And this week, during the Colorado Cattlemen's Association's annual convention in Colorado Springs, NCBA Chief Executive Officer Colin Woodall told me, news like this is simply unacceptable.
So, Russell, it was just announced a couple of weeks ago that the Department of Defense was giving a grant to a company to develop lab-grown protein with the sole purpose of feeding that to our men and women in uniform. That's just completely unacceptable to us as cattle producers because we know we can produce the protein that they need. We can satisfy all the nutritional requirements of our men and women that are out there protecting us. We should not be using them as guinea pigs.
And you can bet this will be just one of the many topics covered at the upcoming NCBA Summer Business Meeting, headed for San Diego, California here in just a few days. This year's Cattle Industry Summer Business Meeting runs July 8th through the 10th. Registration's now open, and you can learn more at ncba.org. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.